This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you see that Rhode Island text on the Subaru of New England text line about your lead? 401 text?
I've been searching for a interview in News Boss here, so I have not been checking it. What happened?
You are being declared to be the god of leads.
Oh.
You set the tone for the entire station every morning, every day when it comes to your leads.
There you go, big dog.
I mean, so. I would love to disagree if there was a lie in that, but...
Same texter goes on to say it would be a crime if you didn't get your second straight lead muffin based on that lead this morning.
I just like the lead muffins now because I can tease Shime with it because he can't have any.
All right, Courtney, your lead this morning.
Well, as P. Diddy's lawyer is going to the media saying that this is a witch hunt to get him, Aubrey O'Day, who used to be a part of Danity Kane, if you watched Making the Band, great show, where P. Diddy made a band out of a bunch of women. Aubrey O'Day was part of this band. The band, Danity Kane, was extremely successful and then out of nowhere kind of dismembered. They've reunited since then, on and off, without Diddy. And people always found it weird. Aubrey O'Day always had this weird relationship with P. Diddy. She took to social media once this was all announced, and she said, "I pray this emboldens all of us victims to finally speak on what we have endured. Respectfully, I've been telling y'all this for two decades, and did anyone listen? No." So while the lawyers are calling it a witch hunt, Aubrey O'Day is taking a stand saying, "No, no, no, I have firsthand knowledge that P. Diddy is a bad dude." Then the former Motown Records CEO, Ethiopia Habelmariam, is set to testify against P. Diddy. Aubrey posted that saying, "Most of us with personal knowledge of the facts will do so as well."
We'll testify against P.
We'll testify against P. Diddy.
So is this like...
Bad boy, bad boy.
Yeah.
Bad boy. Is this like a Harvey Weinstein kind of thing?
And that's what they're making it seem out like it is. Like, there's a lot of people. We obviously know the Cassidy lawsuit, the civil suit. Then there's Little Rod, who's suing him.
Also, Curtis's nickname at Boston College with the ladies, Little Rod.
Yeah.
Record
producer who's suing him. So it's kind of going.
He said that Diddy. In his lawsuit,
yeah,
did he like to watch?
Yeah, and Diddy liked to walk around butt-ass naked.
Yeah, but Diddy would bring the ladies in. This guy would do things with the ladies, and Diddy would be filming and watching, which is a weird thing. Yeah,
you know what's the worst part of this? Well, the worst part of the people that were harmed, but one of the most infuriating elements of it is that I guarantee you everybody knew this.
Right.
The most judgmental people in society, the people in Hollywood that preach to us all the time about how to be a good person and global warming and equity and all this other stuff, knew about Harvey Weinstein for a generation, but did nothing, and knew about P. Diddy and did nothing, and they just sit there and they allow and they enable this behavior of these monsters.
Because they get invited to the white parties.
Yeah.
It is so sad, though, and Aubrey O'Day has been kind of made of as a joke ever since her Danity Kane days. She's been on countless reality TV shows and has seemed to kind of spiral. But if she went through something terrible with P. Diddy, it all makes sense now.
I just want to clear something up for any Danity Kane fans that might be listening who are concerned. You had mentioned that for a period of time, that band was...
Danity Kane was extremely successful and then out of nowhere kind of dismembered.
Okay. They disbanded.
Disbanded.
They were not.
You cannot be kind of dismembered.
They were not dismembered.
What? Yes.
They were.
Well, the members of the band were separated.
Yes. Yes. Okay. All right. Yes. I understand that.
You know, that is that. Yeah. But yes.
Dismembered means to separate. They had a couple hits too.
Good rejoin. Yeah, but just more is going to come out about this, and shame on whether it's the music industry, Hollywood, whatever, for allowing these people to continue to stay in media as a good person.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Courtney.
All right.
Good lead. Wiggy, good morning.
P. Diddy rejoin?
Yeah.
All right. Well, tomorrow night when the Red Sox open up against Seattle, I think that this is probably, and I think a lot of the front office people from the Red Sox are looking at it in this direction, the most important Red Sox opening day in a long time. And reason why is everybody is waiting to see what Baby Pedro is. And if Baby Pedro performs at a very high level, I think a lot of the front office people in the Red Sox brass could say, this is why, maybe we didn't shoot our shot when it came to some of the free agents that were out there. And I think a lot of Red Sox fans will be excited if Baby Pedro can show that he can be the ace of this rotation, because we know with this Red Sox team, the one thing that they'll always do well is they'll always hit. And now if you have a guy that is a proven ace of your rotation, which it seems like they haven't had in a long time, and to be this young, I think the excitement around what a lot of people are hoping to see from Brian Bello, I think we haven't kind of seen this in a long time when it comes to an opening day for the Red Sox, because if he pitches well, I think a lot of people, their minds will change about Jordan Montgomery, Blake Snell.
And about this entire season.
Yes.
About the potential for it.
So the importance of tomorrow night and Baby Pedro's first start. There's a lot of pressure and a lot of weight on his shoulders.
Well, reminder, you can hear that game on the Odyssey app, wherever you are, and on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox radio network here at WEEI and all over New England. Unfortunate 10-10 first pitch for the Red Sox tomorrow night.
Correct.
Is that the time?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm bringing over light apps for your house.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Yeah, thank you, Curtis.
Can I use the bedding too? Or
yes, you're welcome to. If you want to sleep over,
right.
I will go to the couch.
I'll bring my toiletries.
I will move to the couch. I was gonna. My lead was gonna be about the NFL.
Okay. Picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend
or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Sharing the information yesterday that there will be a doubleheader on Christmas Day. I think that's a great thing. That's a Wednesday. Roger Goodell went out of his way to point out yesterday that there won't be Wednesday night football this season. It just happens, so happens that Christmas is on a Wednesday. I, for one, would like to see the NFL season spread out so that you not only get Thursday night football, but you get an occasional Tuesday night, Wednesday night game. I think you can, I know the players don't like it depending on where their Sunday games fall, but I think you can make it work within the schedule. But that, but my lead changed because I just wanted to mention that in Baltimore, they continue, they're resuming the search this morning for those six construction workers who are missing. And what the workers on that bridge did yesterday when it came to getting the Mayday signal from the boat, we talked about this as it was happening, and then staying on that bridge to stop traffic and prevent what could have been a more significant loss of lives is incredible to me and deserves. They are, you know, you have the opportunity sometimes in the in your everyday life to be a hero, and those workers staying there, stopping the traffic, getting people backed up and off of that bridge, ended up saving a lot of lives. Wow. So I thought that that deserved a mention this morning. Because when you get to see it, you need to mention.
So they knew they kind of
the ship gave them a Mayday.
All right,
and then they were able to stop traffic, which prevented a larger loss of life. I will say that the president spoke yesterday. And shared a bit of a personal anecdote about that bridge, Curtis. I thought you might want to hear that. Here's President Biden.
At about 1:30, container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times, commuting from the state of Delaware in our trainer by car. Been in Baltimore Harbor many times. And the bridge collapsed, sending several people and vehicles into the water, into the river.
President mentioning that he had commuted over that bridge by train several times. Just a point of clarification, there's never been a train that goes over that bridge, nor would that be a way that one could commute over that bridge. So just a little bit of confusion there, I think, on the part of the president when it came. Maybe it was a different bridge and a different train, Curtis, perhaps, that he was commuting over.
I wish this wasn't political, but the thing about Biden that most irks me is that whenever there's a tragedy, he makes it about himself.
Yeah.
Like he's told people over and over again, his son who tragically died of cancer, he says he died in Iraq when he's talking to families of slain soldiers in Iraq when he didn't die in Iraq. He sadly died here after fighting cancer.
It's a memory thing.
Yeah. That's
it. I deal with it. I'm getting up there in age. And so he...
There's multiple stories that kind of run together.
Right. Should have stuck to the truth, which was he commuted over that bridge on stagecoach.
Right.
All right. We got to take a break. Those are today's leads. Up next, they said it. Paul Pierce. None other than Paul Pierce with full co-sign on Wiggy's comments on the Boston Celtics on this show yesterday. We'll get to that during They Said It next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.